It is, not was, is a beautiful day.
You know, it was nice this morning, actually.
This last week,
the morning you can, the sun's coming up a little bit later. And
I really like getting up at 5 and being ahead of the sun.
Having it be dark. Yeah, it kind of stinks to get up that early and have the sun already be up.
Yeah, it's
that's my only vote for going on daylight savings time. Frankly, is that it would make the mornings just to me a little more palatable. It's not already light at 4:30.
That's tough. That's mentally tough. Dale got in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you. Talking lawns. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning. I have a quick question for you. I have bobsod in the backyard. We planted it or put it down this spring, and I thought it was time to fertilize it, and I put on some weed and feed, but it turned brown after we applied the weed and feed.
I
wonder if that's bad for bobsod.
Well, it's bad to use weed and feeds when it's this hot. More than likely, if you looked at the label on the weed and feed, there would be a temperature warning or restriction on it. So it probably wasn't the fertilizer. It was probably the weed killer that was in the fertilizer that caused the burning. Now, it could be you put it on too heavy, or you didn't water it good afterwards, or, you know, this time of year, I really encourage people, and they really should all the time, you should never fertilize a dry plant, whether it's grass or a house plant or something in a pot. Should always have been well watered just previous to fertilizing, and then fertilize it, and then water your fertilizer in. Don't make the watering of the fertilizer in the normal irrigation for that plant. It should have already had its normal irrigation. Then you should just be simply watering the fertilizer into already pretty moist soil. So there's a couple, three things that went wrong there. But it is simply this time of year, just basically too hot to use weed and feed combination fertilizers. Use regular straight fertilizers. And if you have a weed problem, you really got to watch those temperature restrictions, because most herbicides have to be applied when it's under a certain temperature range. And that can be tough to do some mornings here. So
in the long run, he's going to be okay, though.
More than likely, he's got leaf burn on the bobsod, the hybrid Bermuda grass. It has burned the top. Unless he just really overdid it and got the roots burned, it'll probably come back just fine.
On the topic of lawn, Don
probably killed the weeds too.
That's the good news. Yeah. He got the weeds.
Hopefully.
Don wrote in this weekend, they have Bermuda grass, but her husband's allergic to it. And they want to keep a lawn, and they want to know how hard is it to transition to something like a St. Augustine instead.
Well, St. Augustine, it can be a little tough to grow here unless you've got lots of water available, flood irrigation, that sort of thing. I would suggest if he's allergic to Bermuda pollen, then the hybrid Bermuda grasses, bobsod we just talked about, there's a number of them, Tiff Green and Easy Turf and Midiron and bobsod. Those are hybrids. They're sterile. They produce no pollen. So you could convert or switch to a hybrid Bermuda grass. Would be much easier to grow than St. Augustine.
And then you could always do an Easy Turf, a synthetic lawn.
Well,
you shouldn't be allergic to that.
Not going to be allergic to that other than, that's one way to go.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Mr. Christian Goodyear, welcome to the program, sir.
Hi, how you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Wonderful. Hey, I've got some oaks in my yard. Well, I bought this house that had about 10 or 11 oaks, and somebody told me don't trim them, and then somebody else tells me to trim them. But I don't know what to do with them right now.
Well, I probably wouldn't do much trimming right now. And when you talk about trimming, that's pretty broad brush stroked. Oak trees will sometimes, throw some limbs or, you know, not technically suckers, but shoots very low down on the trunk. You can certainly keep those trimmed off because you probably want the tree to have a clear trunk with some head space so it doesn't branch out till it gets up a certain height. You can start removing the lower branches to create a canopy. And certainly you can do some thinning, you know, I would suggest probably in the winter or early spring months. But lower shoots coming low off the trunk, you could take those off just about any time they occur.
That's a lot of oak trees. Let me say 10 to 15.
Yeah, he's going to have, he'll have solid shade someday.
That'll be nice.
Yeah.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We've got Ben and Tempe next in queue and a line for you. 1-888-767-4348. On the topic of fall, winter gardening, it's time to get our soils prepped. You'd recommended tilling it a couple times, you know, if you went out over the next few weekends. That also,
That Cajun guy's out there tilling, man. He's going at it.
It makes the workload a lot easier.
Yeah, and it's hot, so if you break it out a little bit this time of year, it's just a little easier to deal with the heat. You're not in a big hurry.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go.